You're ready to rock and roll here in a few weeks, aren't you?
That's right. We're ready to go. We start on Friday the 13th.
How about that? Has that ever happened before?
Probably. Oh, probably.
Yeah.
This is our 28th year, so probably, yeah. But we start with our tour, and this is the last battle on the plains. We will be welcoming Matt Reed. Matt is the preservation officer for the Pawnee Nation in Pawnee City, Oklahoma. He has been up here several times with the team to do research and to, learn more about the history of the battle between the Pawnee and the Sioux. And so he will be our feature for that day. The tour starts at 8:45, leaving, or at 9, Matt will talk, then we'll leave. We're going to Trenton, to Massacre Canyon. And Tom Baker and Kathy Upton will join us there for more information and history about, the monument was moved at one time. They've got the Trenton history behind it. So we're going to have quite a tale. You can register for that by calling the college. And I don't have their new number, but it was 345-8122, and that will ring through to Marlene. Or you can go online. I believe it's BC, Buffalo Commons, bceregister.mpccedu. You can find that on our website as well, or on some of the things that we have out. But lunch is included. It's $30 for the day, which is a bargain. I think it'll be a fun day.
It's almost an all-day deal, isn't it?
It is. It goes from 8:45 to about 3:30.
By the way, MCC phone number 344-8603. I know they've changed some stuff. They've changed some stuff with their being the East Campus now and everything. So that is going to be a heck of a day, isn't it? No question about it. That is the Friday event, and our first event, but there's a Friday night event too, isn't there?
There is. Friday night, we're at the Fox Theater, the historic Fox Theater in downtown McCook, and we're really excited to have the Fox Flourish up again in front, and they're working on the electronic sign, so hopefully that might be working by Buffalo Commons, but we keep asking Charlie, Buffalo Commons, which year? Because it's been down for a long time, but we're hoping that that's back up, and that show starts at 7:30. Tickets are available at Ember's Bakery at MNB, and we always have plenty of tickets for that at the door. There's lots of space in the Fox. And the performers will be Zoe and the Souvenirs, Zoe Lewis and the Souvenirs, the musical group, and Don White, the storyteller. And Mary has more details about them than I do. But I just know it's at 7:30 at the Fox. Please join us. The tickets this year are $20 for adults, but still only $5 for students.
That's going to be a great night.
It is going to be a fun night.
You bet.
We hope you can come this year.
Yeah, good. It'll be a great night to kick things off on a Friday, isn't it?
Right. And Don White is a national storyteller. We get, usually we get our storytellers from the National Storytelling Festival, tour. They've been there. And Don is just an exceptional storyteller. I think you'll really enjoy him. He can, has wonderful stories that are ones you can relate to, ones that you have maybe experienced with your family or in your journey of life, and so he can make you laugh, he can make you cry. We've heard him once before. He came to Kearney, to their storyteller. Mm-hmm. So we now have confirmed that we have a great storyteller. We also have Zoe Lewis, who has been here once before, and she also had been to Live at the Bearock a couple of times. Now, Zoe is from Provincetown, Massachusetts, and joining her, and they have for the time she's been in McCook, are Roxanne Layton. Roxanne is also from Provincetown. She is a member of the Mannheim Steamroller. Mm-hmm. She's a recorder and a percussionist artist. And then Kate Wolf comes from Seattle, Washington. So these gals, and she's part of the Wolves band group up there, but they kind of, they play by themselves and they get together and they are just so animated, and the stories that are in their songs are just something to listen to. They're a lot of fun.
Do we mention the Norris home on Friday also 10 to 3 is going to have tours as well?
That's right. Yeah, and then we're also going to, on Saturday, they're going to have a garden party where hopefully outdoors, they'll have Senator Norris himself, a.k.a. Clark Bates,
mm-hmm. yep.
will tell stories, and they'll have, you know, refreshments there. So hopefully weather will be great, and you'll be able to hear some of those stories at the George Norris Home.
Saturday is full from sunup to sundown, and I know the Museum of the High Plains, always a great way to kick off the day, 8:45, and usually have a couple of different storytellers there too, don't you, on that Saturday?
Well, we start with Todd Williams. And, you know, Todd is someone I really have been pushing for about 3 years after I saw on Nebraska Public Media a documentary on this artist who had painted a representation of every single county, all 93 counties in Nebraska. Now, he's a former Central City native and has moved to Arkansas since then. He has a lot of other artwork, and that will be displayed at the Art Bank in the afternoon on Saturday. But he will be there with his stories about the 93 paintings that he did for Nebraska. So it's made into a documentary, and also he has a book about it. I think you're going to really find that interesting.
That's about 8. That's also meet and greet with Rolls at 8:45, then Todd at around 9 o'clock.
Right.
And then at 10:20, you've got Don White, a storytelling musician. Once again, humor from the heart, kicking off at 10:20 then.
Right. The next two sections at the museum will be the performers from Friday night, and they will just do different stories and kind of entice people to hang around the museum all day and listen to Don White telling stories, and also Zoe Lewis, and the souvenirs have more music.
And it's an opportunity for more intimate, an opportunity for you to ask questions or make comments, you know, if you choose to do so.
And I tell you, the Museum of the High Plains that Saturday morning, it's nice, relaxing. It usually it's the air is running and everything. So it's just a great place. You just sit down, Jerry, and just camp out for the day, can't you?
That's true.
Yes, yeah. You can, and especially this year because the open mic will be at the museum at 12:30. It's been downtown before, but it's at the museum this year. Chuck Peek will be the MC for that, and people that want to hang around the museum for the early afternoon can tell stories, sing songs, or tell jokes, whatever they want, poetry on the mic. That's a new location for us. And then also the Art Bank, McCook, it will be open Saturday afternoon. And as Mary said, Todd Williams' art will be on display there, but there's a lot of Indian art and a lot of art. If you've never been to the Art Bank, now's your chance to come as part of the Buffalo Common Storytelling and Music Festival event. So that's another new venue for us this year.
Then that afternoon, the City Library will have the Kids Fest. That's something you get the kids involved too, don't you, every year?
We do. It's from 1:30 to 3-ish. And Don White will be there to tell the kids some stories for the first half hour. And then the second 2 half hours will be activities and art crafts, things like that. And we're focusing primarily kind of to blend it with our Friday tour with the last battle. We're doing some Native American crafts and activities. So I think it'll be fun. I hope everybody shows up for that.
That'll be, again, at 1:30 until about 3 o'clock or so. We mentioned the Art Bank with Todd Williams, the Norris Home with the Garden Party with Clark Bates, and then the bakery will be the place to go that night on Saturday night, won't it?
You can do that one.
Yeah. We have our dinner cabaret, and we will have our featured tellers, music, and that's, you know, Don White, along with Zoe Lewis. And, of course, if you've been, you know, they're all weekend long, but they have a repertoire that's, you know, miles long. So they have probably won't hear the same thing twice. And we also have a nice dinner at the bakery as well. So come out.
And that one's by reservation only. So if you don't have your ticket, please call Amber's or go to the bakery and buy your ticket now. It's limited seating for that. And we usually have a good crowd and a good meal and a good time. So if you don't have a ticket, go down and get one.
Yeah, it's a dinner and show that
night.
That's
correct.
So you get food and the show for the ticket for the price involved.
Correct.
You bet.
And then on Sunday, the Museum of the High Plains, in conjunction with Humanities Nebraska, is presenting Dan Holtz and Gary Zaland. And their program is entitled Heroism on the Plains. They'll be telling stories and songs about Nebraskans that you may not be aware of. One of them is Evelyn Sharp. She's an aviator. And they have songs about the canteen in North Platte. But their program is entitled Story Songs of Courage and Determination from Improbable People and Places. And the museum has hosted events in the past, but this year we decided to bring in a more professional speaker and see if that was, if we could grow our crowd a little bit on Sunday afternoon. So 2 o'clock at the museum, it's a free show put on in conjunction with Humanities Nebraska, who gave us a grant for that.
All right, 2 o'clock on Sunday to wrap things up for big weekend, huh?
You know, we want to really thank, though, we have a lot of partnerships with businesses around the community, and also the Nebraska Arts Council, National Endowments of the Arts, the Humanities Nebraska. We just have a lot of help with this, and we appreciate the public support. Like I said, if you come once, we feel like you'll always want to come, because each year we think, you know, how can we top that? But I think we are on a roll for another year of having a great festival. So you've got to come and check it out.
By the way, buffalocommons.org is the website, and on the website it has all the information on the storytellers and artists, and then it has links to their websites where you can find out even more. So that's pretty cool.
Right. We're also on Explore McCook app. So, you know, if that's another spot you can go to find out what we're doing. I'm just going to leave you with this, too. I thought this was perfect. It says, storytelling is not just entertainment, but a fundamental part of being human.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can just sit at the coffee shop. You can listen to people before a meeting, and they're all telling stories about something. And this is what this is about. And hopefully people will come and share those experiences with us.
Well, that first Tuesday event every month kind of gets the ball rolling, doesn't it?
That's the plan. That's the intent.
Exactly right. You bet.
And Sharon does a fabulous job bringing in features that are excellent. And, you know, people need to come out and check those out.
No question about it.
Thank you.
They got some great venues. No question. A lot of fun. Thanks to all those venues that host all this stuff, too. You bet. All right. June 13th, 14th, 15th. It's going to be here before you know it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, ladies, for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Have a great rest of the week.